Shyamalan from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kami and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. V'amar Ulu Amar Rebbe Lazer B'chol Shenitlaf B'Seich Lamed Yomein Podenoso. And we learn from a pasuk V'chintani Rabbi Muhammad Tuch Shenemar P'do Sifti Yochal Afil Nefesh Yisoch Lamed Yom Tam Lom Rachol Ha'kistumeret. That if you have a bechor who was killed, Rahmana Litzlan, within 30 days, there's no mitzvah of pidyon haben. And it says in the Gemara Vayter that we learn from a miut from the word achalak, chelak, that only some kids are nifta and not others. Meaning if the child is killed within 30 days, there's no pidyon haben. And Rashi says that if he died by himself, then there's no reason that we have to learn this, because you have to be poedim when he's a month old. But now it needs to teach us that we don't say that had he not been killed, he would have been a viable fetus, and he would have lived. He's not an nefel, and therefore you have to pidyon haben. Kol mashmalan that you don't have to do pidyon haben. Ad kan midifrei Rashi. We discussed that Rashi in the previous shir. Teisvis, dibur masa b'chor shenitra fretz and dibur Rashi mashma k'tzastim havakimlan. And Kimlam begave to call the loy chadoshov b'chai or yechayev luftoso. So it's mashma l'ubin Rashi that we would know this child that he went the full nine, like a good starting pitcher. He went the full nine months, and he's a viable baby. Yechayev luftoso. We'd be obligated to redeem him. We'd be obligated to redeem this child had we known that he was not an Eifel, that he was a Chai. So Tzemuchah that Tosa understands in the Das Rashi that you're not prayed to Bechor that was killed within 30 days, this was Rechoshi, she was an Eifel. And therefore Tosa writes that according to Rashi, in Kimlan Bevlad, if we know about this baby, that he went the full 9 months, and he's not an Eifel, he's a viable child, so the father may chayv and pidyon haben, even though the ben died, even though the son died, within 30 days. And on this, Tosfos argues, Rashi proves that it's gzeiras hakosuv. And the fact that it says, uftuyav mi ben chodesh tivde, that the father is not chayv to be poyde his son until 30 days pass. So it doesn't matter if the child lives the full, went the full nine. We have Xeris HaKosuv that he has to, you have to do when he's a month. And if he didn't make it to a month, regardless, there's no Chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen. That's Tosfos' Hasoga on Rashi. So maybe we can be Miyashiv Rashi. We've been learning through the Shi'urim of HaGoyen Rav Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky Zatzal. So maybe we can be Miyashiv Das Rashi. Even a child that we know about him, that he went the full 9 months, nevertheless, you're not chayv in the pigeon if he dies before the 30 days. Just Rashi learns that the gather of the Xeris HaKosov is sheyesh lachush Shemuhu Nefil. We have a chash that maybe he's a Nefil, even if Kololo Chadashav, even if he went the 9 months, he's still not a viable child. And therefore, even in an instance where Kololo Chadashav, even in an instance where he went the full 9 months, the father is going to be Chayiv because he hasn't reached 30 days. Again, Rashi holds the gather of the Xeris HaKosuv is that we have to be choshesh that maybe he was a nefel, even if kololo chadashiv. That's why Rashi says that we're talking about where the child was nerag, the child was killed, And we don't say that had the child not been killed, he would have lived the full 30 days, and he wouldn't be a nefil. So kamash malan, that rechoshesh, that even if he would have been, even if he would have lived the full 30 days, even if kalalo chadashev, even if he had gone the full 9 months, we have a chash, then maybe he was a nefil. And that's what the Gzeres HaKosov of doing it, of doing the pigeon when he's a month teaches us. Not that we're choshesh, she's not going to be kalah lo chadashah. In other words, Rashi doesn't agree with the way Tosis understands Rashi. Tosis understands Rashi that if we know that he's going to go to the full 30, if we would know he'd go the full 30 days, he'd be chayv and pigeon up in Rashi. And what Rashi really holds is that no. That if he died within 30 days, v'choshesh, that even if he was kalal lo chadashev, even if it was kalal lo chadashev, we're still choshesh that he's a nefil. And not like Tosis understood in Rashi, that if he was, that if we would know that he kol lo chadashev, the father would be chayv and pigeon. No. Rashi says that even if kol lo chadashev, he wouldn't be chayv and pigeon. Because rechoshesh is a nefil even if kol lo chadashev. However, Tosis further asks on Rashi that if the gezer of the gzeres hakosev is that rechoshesh, maybe he was a nefil. If so, in an instance, if the vlad didn't die before 30 days, the gloy muslim afreya, that he was never a nefil, and he was chayv and pigeon ben mishas leidaso. If the gedra of the Xeris HaKosev is that we're concerned he's a nefil, that it's not a viable child, and that's why you're not chayv in pigeon ben if he died before 30 days, but it would come out then that in an instance where he didn't die before 30 days, so that means retroactively we see he was never a nefil and he was chayv b'pidyon ben mishas leidaso. That's how Tosis understands Rashi. And therefore Tosis asked from the Gemara B'chayres, that if the father was paid to the son before 30 days and the money was consumed for 30 days, the son is in padui. We don't say Golo Mesim Afreya that he wasn't a nefil and he was chayv mitchila. How's Rashi going to deal with that Gemara? According to Rashi, what's the problem if you were paid him before 30 days? Turns out that you were chayv already in pidyon before the 30 days, as Tosis understands Rashi. So, with as Rashi, we could possibly say that he holds that even though in the Havamina we thought that it's shaykh of Mrs. Pidyon HaBen before 30 days, and therefore if the Bechor was killed before 30 days, the father would be chayv in Pidyon HaBen. Nevertheless, Xeris HaKosov of Ach Chelak is Mechadesh, that there's no Pidyon Bechor, Shenerak Kodim Lamed, for this very reason, that there's no Mrs. Pidyon HaBen before 30 days. And not because the Chashashi was a navel. And not like Tosis understands that Rashi holds that if there's no chash nefil, he's chayv and pigeon have been before the 30 days. That's why Tosis writes mash mektas, because you can be doiche. In other words, really Rashi holds that after the gzeres hakosov, it has to be a full 30 days, and it's no longer mech chash nefil. Now there Rechosh is a nefil, even if he's not a nefil. Until 30 days, there's no chayv of pigeon have been. However, mitivrei Rashi, מדברי רשי, ובכל רואי סמוכח שאין זה דעס רשי, שכתוב שם במשנה, מי סמם בסרך שלו שמי אף פי שנוסם לכהן יחזיר. לאחר למד יוים אף על פי שלו נוסם ייתן. זאת אומרת, that if the Pope and son died within 30 days, even though he gave to the Kohen should give it back. He died within 30 days, the Kohen has to give it back. After 30 days, what's the din? Even though he didn't give, if it's after 30 days, even though he didn't give, he should still give. So it was before 30 days and the kid died, Rechman al-Litzlan. So if he already gave, the coin should give it back. And if it's after 30 days, even though he didn't give, he should give. 30 days passed. Rashi explains in Rasli Yansi Yansi the Nefel Hava. And why should give it back? Because he's a Nefel. But I'm a Chayiv B'Pinyan Ad Lachar Shloshim. He's not a Chayiv B'Pinyan until after 30 days. So it's Lahedje Sharashi Sover, that he's Pater if he died before 30 days. Not because there's no mitzvah Pinyan Aben until 30 days. But rather because there's a Chash Nefel. And therefore, Tosis had good gefrek, good gezokt. When Tosis asked on Rashi, that we see in Bechoris, that you can't be Mekai in the midst of Pidgin Aben before 30 days. But Tosis asks that, look at what we see in Bechoris, Shem Padres Beno, Kodim Lamed Yom, Ein Beno Padui. Even if the kid made it until after 30 days. But Shitas Rashi is that we're Choshish Mishum Nefel. Wait a second. If you're Choshish Mishum Nefel, then if the child made it to 30 days, then everything is cool. It's not Kfar Abaya. That's Tosis Kasha and Rashi that we see in Bechoris that even if he made it to 30, if Nisachu Amos, it's no Pidgin Aben. So Rashi says the whole concern is if it's a Nefel, child's a Nefel. But we see, Tosis asks on Rashi that if the child's not a Nefel, still Pidgin Aben doesn't work before 30 days. Then we can reashiv that Rashi holds that the Gdez Gzeres HaKosef is that as long as there's a suffix in Kol Loch Hadasha, the Torah Pater, the son from Pidgin, B'Torah HaZvadeh, V'lo B'Torah HaSuffik. And the male, if it's Mizbah, Alach HaZman, Shelo Yeh Nefel. Nevertheless, Adayin HaYapater, B'Torah HaZvadeh, Ad Lamed Yeh. The Gzeres HaKosef is as long as there's a suffix in Kol Loch Hadasha, if she went the full 9 months, the Torah patered the son from Pidgin B'Torah HaZvadeh, not B'Torah Sofik. And Memela, even if it's Mizbarev, L'Acher Zman, Shelo Yeh Nefel, nevertheless, he was still patered B'Torah HaZvadeh until 30 days. In other words, that's the p'tur. According to Rashi, the Gzeres HaKosef is that there's a p'tur b'Torah HaZvadeh. Until 30 days, there's nothing to talk about. That's the Gzeres HaKosef. And that would explain why if Nisachu Amos before 30 days, he wasn't Yotzei. Because he was Pater B'Torah HaZvadeh. And when Rashi says that Mesa ben B'Sar Shloshim Yayim Afa Pisha Nasan Lekoin Yachzir the Nefel Hava. He's a Nefel. And therefore the money has to be given back. And because of that Chashash Nefel, I'm now explaining in Rashi, we have a Chashash Nefel, and therefore he's Pater B'Torah HaZvadeh. So here he has to give back the money because he was actually a Nefel. And even if we don't know whether or not he was a Nefel, in the meantime, so here you have to give the back the money because you know he was a Nefel, but even if you don't know he was a Nefel, there's still a chash nefel because that chash is pater b'Torah HaZvadeh. And therefore Rashi says, V'lo mechayv b'pidyon ad lachar shloshim. So therefore wouldn't be a kasha on Rashi. Because Rashi agrees that after the Gzeres HaKosov, it needs to be done after 30 days. Till then there's a p'tur b'Torah HaZvadeh. You can say another pshat on Rashi. Kasha Tosan Rashi is based on the assumption שלא שייך שיתחייב אב בפדיון הבן, אם הבן כבר מת. קושיית תוספות על רש"י מיוסדת על ההנחה שלא שייך שיתחייב האב בפדיון הבן, אם הבן כבר מת. It's based on predicated on the assumption that it's not shy for the father should be chayv in pidyon haben if the son already died. And that he's chayv in pidyon haben if he dies after 30 days is because the nechasim already meshubit. And therefore Tosfos asks on Rashi, how's the child to say that if we know shekol or chadash v'she is chayv of pidyon haben in meis kodem lamed yoyim, there's no mitzvah kodem lamed yoyim because the Torah says only after 30 days. And when the 30 days came, there was no son. The son already died. So Tosis is assuming that if the son is dead, there's no pidyon haben to talk about. How are you possibly doing pidyon haben? But it could be that Rashi argues and holds that it's shayach to have mitzvahs pidyon haben even on a ben b'chor shekfar meis. And therefore, of course, there's no mitzvahs pidyon haben until 30 days. Nevertheless, he's chayav to be paid his b'chor if we knew shekol lo chadashiv from the 30th day, even if he died before 30 days. And we bring a raya from this yisod from the Rama. In Yeridei Shnei Yud Beis, Meis Lachar Shloshim Chayav Lufsosi Levarach Al Pidyon, Avo Lo Yevarach Shechiyonu. If he died after 30 days, it's Chayav and Pidyon, makes a bracha on the Pidyon, but not Shechiyonu. We have to understand, how does a child have a bracha after the child died? There's no son to be paid in. And that day he's Chayav to give the five slum to the Kohen, because he was already, his Nechasim ready Meshubit. Now he's Mekayim in the midst of Pidyon Aven, so it would appear, that we see from the Ramah, that Be'emet Shaykh Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, or Afilim Fal Meit HaBen. And that's what Reb Shimon writes in the Shari Yoshe and Shari Hei, Perek Lofei, Shabbatei Ratzechot. He writes this, B'dir 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 B'yar Ramo, that Be'emet Shaykh Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, or Afilim Fal Meit HaBen. And that's why he's making a bracha. And maybe we can say that Rashi holds that a person's chayav to be paid to his son that died for 30 days. If kin lam begavei, that's kol lo chadashiv. Just the mitzvah of pidyon only starts when you get to the 30th day. Once you get to the 30th day, then right, you could be paid to him from before. So, Tosis writes on Rashi, "Mash miktzastim kimla begavai di kol lo chadashiv v'chai, hayachayev luftosa." And if we know that this child had a kol lo chadashiv, and he was a viable child, the father would be chayev to be paid to him. And Tosis argues with Rashi, says, "Ma pitam? Is there a sakasa that the child has to be 30 days old?" So originally we wanted to say pshat and Rashi, that bevadei Rashi's moida, that it's gzeira sakasa, that even if the vlad, we know that he reached kol lo chadash, if he went the full nine, he now chayv in pidyon haben. So Rashi also said, the Gzeres HaKosev is that they have to be choishish, that he's a nefil. Even boy from Shekol Lo Chadashiv. And therefore, even boy from Shekol Lo Chadashiv, he's not going to be mischayiv until after 30 days. So according to this pshat in Rashi, Yitaka, if the child died before 30 days, there's no chiyuv pidyon haben. Why is there no chiyuv pidyon haben? Because that's Gzeres HaKosev. That your choshish, even if you know kol lo chadashiv, your choshish, the child is a nefil, if he didn't make it to 30 days. And therefore, is known as his pigeon Aben. Now we're saying a different pshat in Rashi. Now, if the child died before 30 days, there is a chiyuv mitzvah pidyon aben. At 30 days. Huh. Isn't that amazing? The Rama holds if he dies after 30 days, you make a bracha. How are you making a bracha? Pshat is that there's a mitzvah pidyon aben even if the son died. So Rashi holds a bigger chiddush. That if he died before 30 days, there's a mitzvah pidyon aben. At 30 days, it's a mitzvah pidyon aben. And therefore, we also understand what it says in Bukharis. That if he died before 30 days, when Nisach Lamas Kodam Lamid, Ein Beno Padui. Why Ein Beno Padui? Because the mitzvah is at 30 days. The mitzvah pidyon aben is at 30 days, even if the child died. The middle of Nisach Lamas before Lamid Yom, and the child is still alive, is Ein Beno Padui. Because the mitzvah is at 30 days, and at 30 days, the money is gone. When Rashi says, "Meis aben b'tzarech shloshim yoyim," Avishan lasan akwan yachzir. Rashi writes, "Yachzir de nefil hava." So I'm chayv a pigeon ad lachar shloshim. But lachar shloshim is chayv. If we know that kol lo chadashav. Then he would be chayiv. If we don't know kol lo chadashav, then that's it. Yachzir de nefil av, and he's not chayiv and pidyon aben until after 30 days. Because the kid's a nefil. But if we know shekol lo chadashav, then Rashi would say, then taka, he's chayiv at the 30-day mark in pidyon aben. It's a big chiddush in Rashi, but again, we see in the Rama, and that's where Pshon understands him, that this is a shaykh of a mitzvah pidyon aben, even after the child dies. As long as you hit the 30 days, since still there's a mitzvah. If Kimlam Begavav, we know that he was a viable child, he wasn't an Eiffel. Okay, Yesh Od Harbe, 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 Maladaber, my sweetest and most beloved friends. So please stay tuned. And Yesh Harbe Maladun. And I hope that we're able to get to it, because this is really exciting. And we should be Zoche to see Neflos, Rabois, Gedolos, Vatsumos, Mitoras Hashem. Simcha v'tuv leiv v'meirov kol shalom shalom.